Hey everybody, this is Sophie and welcome to episode 203 of the Big Boo Cast. On this episode, Melanie and I are going to talk about football. Who would have thought it? But we're really excited about SEC football starting this weekend. We're going to talk about our weekends, the gorgeous weather, the soccer that Melanie saw. We're going to talk about dresses because I apparently like dresses again, and just a bunch of other stuff. So, as always, we're so glad you're here. Remember, if you want to look at some of the stuff that we like and we mention, you can find those things in our Amazon shop, and that's at amazon.com/shop/bigboo. Thanks so much for being here. Here we go with episode 203. Hey, everybody, this is Sophie. This is Big Mama.
Hey, it's Melanie. It's Big Mama.
And it's a Monday.
It's a Monday. And really, there's not much going on in the world right now.
I'm going to tell you what. I'm not going to tell you what because.
No.
I'm not going to tell you what. But
I'm going to tell you.
If I could tell you what. I don't know. I don't know how things would go from here on out. For us in the podcast. Hey, something's clicking on your end, like there's a short, like okay. It sounds like something's coming in and out of a plug almost.
Okay. I've checked all my plugs, appear to be good.
It sounds.
Is it still clicking?
Yeah. Like every once in a while, it's like you hit something and it clicks. I wondered last week if you have a loose like USB connection because that's it. It's doing it again.
Okay. That's my USB. Let me try my other USB.
Okay. Well, I don't hear the clicky part.
Okay. Is my sound okay?
Yeah, it's okay. Well, no, it clicked. Okay. It just clicked again.
Well, that's me clicking my mouse trying to make sure it's connected. I wonder if that's what you're hearing.
I don't know.
I don't know.
Welcome, everyone.
Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now?
I can hear you. It's just, it's a click when you're talking that sounds like it's like you're going in and out. So I thought last week maybe it was a USB thing.
No, I mean, now I'm all connected.
Okay. Well, maybe if you don't click your mouse, it won't do it anymore.
Okay.
Oh, okay. I just did it again. It's so weird.
Is it doing it right now? Will it do it now?
No, it's not doing it right now.
Okay. Well, I'm not clicking. See, right now I'm clicking stuff because I'm closing stuff out. So I'm not processor intensive. Okay. But now I'm going to quit clicking stuff. Hold on. I have to click one more thing because I have to get to our Google Doc. Okay. Now I'm done. Okay. Now I'm done.
She's done with the clicking. There it went. It did it again.
Well, that was not me clicking anything. So I don't know.
Join us this week when we talk about clicks.
It's riveting.
Anyway. Okay, just be still and hopefully it won't do it again.
All right.
Maybe when we go to Pahuska, maybe let's order you a new computer.
Okay, well, I don't know that I need a new computer. Maybe I just need a new microphone. I hate getting a new computer.
I know.
I hate it. There's been enough change in 2020. I don't need a new computer. I worry about all my transferring over. I worry that I'm going to lose some stuff. I don't like the new mechanism of it. I feel like this computer has worked for me low for the last 8 years and I don't want a new computer.
Right, for 8 years. But see, there it went again. But the thing is it's unable to stabilize your connection when we talk on the podcast that we do.
So, okay, we can talk about me getting a new computer. Just know that I'm against it and I don't want to.
Okay. It's still clicking. It's when something's shorting out, like it's.
Okay. Well, here, let me unplug. Okay. I'm going to off my, so I don't have my Snowball mic plugged in now.
Okay.
So let's see, is it the Snowball mic? Let's troubleshoot. Like,
okay.
because if I just am on the computer mic, is it still clicking?
It's not clicking.
Okay. So see, maybe the problem lies with my mic.
Or the USB port that the mic plugs into.
Well, yeah, that's fair. But I did try.
Because you remember you have a bad USB port. Yeah. One of them is bad.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, okay. So is the sound better? Is this better for you?
Well, it's better that it doesn't click, but the sound's not good.
Okay. Well, so what would you prefer? Would you prefer me to have a click, or would you tell me?
I think it's going to be better for the listeners if you have a click, but your sound is good when you talk.
Okay. All right. Well, then I'm plugging back in. Okay. I'm going to blow on it and see if that helps.
Is your computer really 8 years old?
Yeah, because if I remember correctly, this is the one I think that I got it. I bought it when I started writing Antelope in the living room.
Okay. All right.
I haven't gotten a new one since then. I hate getting a new computer. It's just, it feels like a waste of money. I just,
really? Does it feel like a waste of money? Does it?
Just this one works fine. It works fine. I'll get a new one if I need to. I just hate going and doing that. There's so many other things I'd rather spend money on than a new computer.
I know. I do get that. But, you know, it's
useful. It is part of my livelihood.
It's mm-hmm. a tax write-off even. Like,
I know. Mm-hmm. I know. I need to just do it.
Well, now that we've spent approximately 10 minutes troubleshooting the USB and the microphone, is anything happening? Anything going on?
No, nothing's going on other than that Friday night when I got home from dinner, Perry and I had gone out for a lovely Mexican food dinner on Friday night, like we like to do. Mm-hmm. And I'd had two skinny margaritas and was feeling pretty good about life in the whole scheme of things. It's like Caroline was going back to school officially on Monday and I thought everything seems good. And, Perry's friend texted me and said, "Hey, did y'all hear that Ruth Bader Ginsburg just passed away?" And I thought, you know what? I'm going to tell you about 2020. This plot has taken a twist that I do not care for. And it's not believable anymore. And I would not read this novel. I would not recommend this movie.
It is unbelievable. We were sitting at the football game, same deal. And, you know, it's one of those situations where no matter where you land on any political spectrum, you cannot discount or discredit the trailblazer that she was. And so it's so sad in the sense of a life that made so much difference for so many people. Yeah, she passed away and she apparently really seemed to struggle at the end of her life. But then, because you and I think, was it that night that you and I decided that we're done? Like,
I'm
don't
out.
Know how many more left turns we can tolerate and just not throw our hands up in the air. It's crazy.
It's crazy. And just when you feel like, well, there couldn't possibly be anything else that could cause us to become more divided, it's like, oh yeah, there is. There is something. There is something that's going to happen. And here we go. And it just, the whole thing, like, here's how I feel about it right now. Tired. I just feel tired. Like,
I don't know. It's just, it's all so weird. It's all so weird. It's just, it's something
it's,
else.
It's all, I mean, I think that's the theme of 2020. It's all so weird. It's also weird. I will say this weekend, Caroline went, so Friday night, our high school football team scrimmaged. They had a scrimmage. It was the first time. So they have another scrimmage this Friday night, and then they start their regular season the following weekend. And she said that that felt like the most normal thing she has been to in a while, like just going to the scrimmage. And so she said it was fun. It was great. It was fun to see everybody there. So I think that kind of lifted her spirits. And then today was the first day that everybody's back at school who wants to be back face-to-face at school.
Okay.
And she said that that was good. I mean, she said she was really glad to be back in school and to see people and to walk the halls and do normal stuff. So And then we had soccer this weekend, and soccer is very normal, but soccer has been normal for a while now.
Hey everybody, it's me to take a quick break to tell you about Hydrant. If there are any words of parenting wisdom that Caroline will always remember me saying for years to come, it's, hey, make sure you're hydrated, because she plays soccer and we live in Texas and it's hot outside. We all know that we should drink more water, but by the time you feel thirsty, it's too late. You're already dehydrated, you can't focus, and you feel tired. Drinking enough water is so critical for a healthy lifestyle because it increases your brain power and makes you more productive. My personal favorite is it makes your skin better and your mood. That's why we love Hydrant. Hydrant helps you hydrate faster. Best of all, it comes in an electrolyte powder that you mix directly into water to more efficiently and effectively hydrate your body. I love it because we can take it on the go and add it to a bottle of water and immediately get the four essential electrolytes our body needs: sodium, potassium, magnesium, and zinc. All of these things help your body hydrate fast and stay hydrated. It's made with real fruit juice powder and it's delicious. Our personal favorite is the iced tea lemonade because it's like drinking an Arnold Palmer, and who doesn't want more of that? It tastes great and it makes you feel better because you're actually hydrated. You really need to try it for yourself to see what I'm talking about. I know you'll love it. Hydrant starts at just $1 a packet for a 30-day supply, and you can save even more with a monthly subscription. We've got a special deal for our listeners to save 25% off your first order. Go to drinkhydrant.com/bigboo or enter our promo code BIGBOO at checkout. That's drinkhydrant.com/bigboo and enter promo code BIGBOO for 25% off your first order. drinkhydrant.com/bigboo and enter promo code BIGBOO to save 25%. Thanks, Hydrant, for sponsoring the Big Boo Cast.
Let's talk about Dak Prescott.
Okay, let's talk about Dak Prescott, who is a champion and who is continually going to put his team on his shoulders and get it done. That was a bright spot in the weekend for sure.
Yes.
To watch him excel and to watch them come from behind. I love that. I love seeing him do his thing. And it just the reminder that if there's a third down and Dak Prescott is your quarterback, you need not worry. You need not panic. Mm-mm. He's going to get that handled. Mm-mm. So that was a good thing.
Well, and I love that it was on the anniversary of the LSU, of the Mississippi State LSU game, that I was with you when you watched. I wasn't really with you. I was in the same house with you.
Yes, we were in the same house. I was in a room alone for, I watched the game in a den while everybody else was on the porch. And then at the end, that's when I went to an empty bedroom and stood in the dark by myself because I could not process all the drama of the moment. I could not fathom that we were going to win in Baton Rouge. So yeah, Dak had a big day, 6 years back to back, two big days.
He did.
Not back to back, but 6 years in between.
I'm going to say during that LSU game, because we were with our friends and you went off, you'd been watching in the living room and we were all on the porch. And then we knew that you'd gone into the bedroom because you needed to step away. And then I think it was Mary Catherine had gone to find you in the bedroom and you weren't there. And we legitimately thought maybe you had crawled under the bed.
Like, I thought about it. I really did. I thought about it.
Like, we really was like, is she under the bed? And then we realized, no, you had managed to go back into the living room to finish watching the game. But, but listen, I relate to that. And all I can say is I'm so excited that SEC football starts this weekend.
I am too.
Because there is not a bad game. There will not be a bad game is what I'm going to tell you. It's like a Super Bowl every single weekend.
I know. I'm super excited about it. And I have even started to think about what am I going to cook? Like, what am I going to fix? Because it's going to be a marathon. It's going to be all day. We're going to have good games to watch. So I have really started to think about the snacks and the tailgating foods that I will serve here in my own home.
That's good. That's called a home gate.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to stretch, you're going to hydrate.
I am.
Okay. And so what are you thinking? So what's your plan?
So I'm thinking Alex really likes it when I do like these homemade chicken tenders, you know, where I soak the chicken in buttermilk and then I just dredge it in a little bit of flour and then fry those in a cast iron skillet, which is exactly what the American Heart Association recommends. So I think I'll probably, but those are an easy thing to do in the grand scheme of things.
Yeah.
So I'll probably do that. I think I'm going to get some stuff to make some nachos because I always really enjoy nachos on some kind of game day experience. Mm-hmm. I think I'm going to roast some broccoli just so there's some vegetable somewhere in the equation. Okay. I may do some potato skins, just, you know.
Ooh.
I know.
That sounds good.
So I think that's what I'm going to do. I'm assuming that Alex is not going to have to work this Saturday. If he does, then I guess David and I will have an awful lot of food in between the two of us that he can come back clean up when he gets home from work.
Yeah.
So, okay. I don't know, but that's kind of what I'm thinking. I even thought about making some trail mix, but it's a little early for me in trail mix. So
yeah, but man, that sounds good though.
Mm-hmm. I know. I do love it. It's one of my favorite things.
I don't know. I haven't really thought too much about, because it may just be me. It may just be me, because if we don't have soccer on Saturday, which means Perry will probably go to the ranch and probably bird hunt. And so I'll be alone on that front. Caroline's got a friend coming in town, so I'm assuming she's not going to be with me watching football. So it'll just be me and my TV. And so I may order myself in some Torchy's queso and some avocado salsa and just sit. Just be just as happy to sit and watch. And then Gully's going, normally I would watch with Gully, but I think they're actually going to go to College Station to go to the game.
Oh, fun.
I know. So her parents were able to get season tickets after, like, and then all the students. So, you know, obviously she's going to go and do that. So I think they only have two. So they'll have to choose who gets to actually go to the game. But I think they're going to go to, there's going to be a...
How do you even? Mm-hmm.
I don't really know how that's going to go, but that's not my problem. So, and truth be told, I would say Gully probably, when it's all said and done, she would be happy just to stay home and watch it at her mom's house and
right.
let her husband and Will go or something like that. I don't know. That is not my problem.
Well, but, we're the 2:30 game. So I'm kind of thinking for us, it'll just be kind of a late lunch, early supper situation. We'll just sit right here. But it will be fun for there to be people in the stands. So, you know, like I was so glad yesterday, Dallas's game, they had people in the stands. So I'm glad Gully, some combination of Gully's family will get to go.
Yes, somebody will be there. Somebody will be there. And so, because I think we can be 25% full, which, you know, is funny because you think, well, God, that's 25,000 people. But 25,000 people in a stadium that holds 100,000 still looks pretty empty.
Right, right.
So that's kind of...
But they can still make some noise.
Oh, for sure. 100%. And I don't think the band can play. I know they can't play at halftime. I don't know. I'm assuming they can be there, but they can't. I don't know. I can't even tell you. I'm going to tell you what I loved this past week, that LSU came out. I don't know if you saw this press conference, but they came out and basically it was Eric Woodward, who is their AD now, who used to be A&M's AD. And he was talking about how basically they knew that at this point, their whole football team has already had COVID.
Okay.
They've all had it. And then they said, how do you know that? And he said, because we have the best contract tracing in the SEC. And they said, well, can you explain like what exactly it is or why it's so good? And he didn't really have an answer. And I'm going to tell you how he knows. I'm going to say it's because Coach O had a Boudin and COVID party at his house and had the whole team over and they all got it. And now they're like, yeah, we all had it. You know how we know? We're not going to tell you. But that is just my thesis on it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But I'm just saying that is my theory, because I thought that's so interesting that he's like, no, we just know it. But he couldn't really expand on it.
I did see that Coach O was on, I think he was on 60 Minutes. Was it yesterday? And listen, it just, the whole thing tickled me, because mm-hmm. they were saying how they have a thing called the power hour every day where they all get in an office and they don't do one thing but talk to recruits for an hour.
Wow.
And they just pass around cell phones. And so there was footage of Coach O mm-hmm. talking to these recruits. Uh-huh. Which saying stuff like, well, what you gonna eat? like closing the phone call saying, okay, well, we love you.
Oh, God, love it.
Like, it was so I don't know. It was just, it was exactly what you think that environment would be. And every person in that room who was contacting recruits and then handing him the phone, so tickled.
Yeah.
Like, anyway, they, so they asked him about it later. They were like, what about Power Hour? And he was like, I love it. Like,
of course he does. He was like,
you know, you used to could just call kids like once a week, but now you got to keep in touch with these kids every day. Mm-hmm. I love it. I love getting in there. But they do that every day for an hour. They call recruits and he gets on the phone.
I love that. Listen, you need to be on it. Cause I'm telling you, every day I feel like I look on Twitter and another A&M has opted out for the season. So I'm like, I mean, I don't know. Maybe at some point I'm going to have to suit up, which you know I will, but.
I know you will.
I'm like, I don't know what's happening.
I feel like the at least that between State and LSU, I feel like the pregame footage is, it feels promising to me. Mm-hmm. I feel like the footage of Mike Leach and Ed Orgeron,
yes,
you know, coaching, at the, I, all that feels right. Uh-huh. It feels like it's going to be exactly what I would hope it would be.
Yeah, I think it will. I feel good about it. I feel optimistic about this weekend. I feel good about it. I feel like it's gonna feel normal because I've enjoyed the college football from the last couple of weekends. Don't get me wrong, but SEC football is what I've really been waiting on.
Yeah, we want to see our teams.
Yeah, that's it. We want to see it. We want to see the whole deal. Hey everybody, it's me taking a quick break to tell you about a great new entertainment option. If you're like me, you spent the last 6 months watching a whole lot of shows and maybe you feel like you've run out of options because it can be so hard to find new content right now, but there are a lot of compelling international shows that you might be missing out on. It's time for us to think outside the domestic TV bubble and check out Acorn TV. Acorn TV is a commercial-free streaming service that's rooted in British television, my personal favorite, because sometimes you pick up an accent, which is the whole point. It's home to sophisticated and artful storytelling with top-rated mysteries, addicting dramas, heartfelt comedies, and so much more. I always find something new to watch on Acorn TV because it's loaded with thousands of hours of binge-worthy content, and that's so valuable right now. Best of all, you can stream all your favorite devices for just $5.99 a month. If you're a fan of quirky British comedy, and who's not, then The Other One is a must-watch. It follows two sisters from very different worlds who had no idea the other existed until their father drops dead. Essentially, it's like a modern-day Parent Trap, but without Lindsay Lohan or summer camp, and I'm here for all of it. Escape to Britain and beyond without leaving your seat. Try Acorn TV free for 30 days by going to acorn.tv and use my promo code BIGBOO. That's acorn.tv, code BIGBOO to get your first 30 days for free.
Well, I didn't watch much college football this weekend. I just didn't. I had some stuff that I needed to work on and some writing stuff I needed to do. And then we need a new kitchen table. It's a whole thing. Okay. So we had to go look for that. And so I didn't watch much. But I feel like every time I turned around, somebody was telling me that I needed to watch The Social Dilemma,
yes,
on Netflix.
Me too. So did you?
So, well, here's what I'm going to tell you.
No. So what you're going to tell me is no.
Last night, kind of late, I was like, I'd finished all my stuff for the day. You know, Retha has got me on a schedule and I do not have a lot of free time. Mm-hmm. And so when I got to the end of the day, I was like, okay, I'm going to watch The Social Dilemma. Now, let me just say, I've only watched like 15 minutes of it.
Okay.
I might get to the end of it and go, ooh, I really like it. But last night, it didn't hit me quite like that because I felt like it was trying to scare me. And I don't like to when people try to scare
me.
Yes. And I don't really have a lot of delusions about what's happening with what I do online. Like, Instagram knows me better than just about anyone.
Oh, 100%.
In terms of being able to predict my behavior and my shopping habits.
Yes.
So, but I'm sure if I would get into it more, but it just felt a little bit, initially at least, like the music was super ominous.
Mm-hmm.
And I know there are like deep ethical concerns with people having access to all this information that we put into our computers every day. That was not news to me necessarily. So I don't know. What I will say is I did not get into it. I was not compelled to continue to watch maybe it was just because it had been a long day and I was kind of done. So,
okay. It's funny because I'm the same. I feel like a lot of people have said, hey, you need to watch this. And I'm sure that maybe I do, but I'm kind of same with you where I'm like, I know what's happening here. Like I get it. Like I see that I'm being spied on at all times. And like, if I mention like socks right now, I'm going to have 42 ads for socks are going to pop up on my phone and all that stuff. And I have no doubt that it's being used to manipulate us and to do all these things. But I like to operate in a place that I call denial. And so I don't want to dig too deep.
Yeah.
Because here's the whole thing. And this is what I keep telling Perry about so many things. I'm like, the horse is out of the barn. Like at this point.
The horse is down the road.
The horse is miles away.
The horse is in Tuscaloosa.
That's right.
And so I don't know. Again, I'm not saying that it makes it right.
No.
Like, and the little part that I watched, the 15 minutes that I watched helped me to understand like that it was never intended to necessarily be used this way. And I am concerned, like obviously, and have been for a while with the way that information is like communicated as credible when it is not.
Yes.
That's very concerning to me, but I don't know. So everybody's saying delete your social media, which is certainly an option. I think that's the good news. If it's very troubling to you, then you certainly have that option.
That's exactly right.
I don't know, but I probably didn't have the bandwidth at that point, to really sort of assimilate or to make room for one more potential threat in my head. Like,
no.
It's plenty as it is. No. So I may go back and finish it. I don't know. I may not.
I feel like there've been a whole lot of things in Social Dilemma falls under one of those. And I'm not saying that I won't watch it, but then some friends were over the other night and they were talking about Social Dilemma. And then they were talking about some show on Nova that is, I'm going to tell you that I tuned out after they said something about the human genome and that it can split and that we can do something to where we change the coding of our DNA and da, da, da. And all of those things I put in a category that I call Jesus is in control. And I can't think too much about it. I just remember that Jesus is in control. And so that is how I sleep at night. And I'm just not one that likes to dig super deep because then I get super freaked out and there's enough to be freaked out about that I'm aware of. So I would just prefer to just stay kind of head in the sand about some other stuff. That's just my personal coping mechanism. It's the same thing in me that caused me to sleep till like 1 o'clock in the afternoon during the height of the quarantine.
Right. Here's my thing. I'm a person, I check my credit score every month. Like I try to be vigilant about not doing dumb things that would cause my identity to get stolen or like mixing up my passwords, all that kind of stuff. Like I try to be careful online.
Yeah.
I'm just saying like when I got into it and I saw sort of the ominous tone of it. I was just like, I can't right now. I cannot.
Yeah.
Right. Maybe in a happier time, but right now I cannot.
No, because right now we live in a time where everything is set to ominous music. So it's just like, why am I going to add to all that noise?
Yeah. So those were my thoughts. I'm sure it's excellent. It seemed to be really well done. But as of last night, I'd had all I could absorb in terms of one more thing to be concerned about.
I get that. We're full. We're full is what has happened. So.
Hey everybody, it's me taking a quick break to talk about my beloved FabFitFunBox. It is no secret that I am a sucker for trying new products, and FabFitFun is the absolute best way to find great new things without having to leave home and make decisions in a store. I cannot tell you how excited I get when I see a new FabFitFun box on my front porch because I know I'm about to find out all kinds of new products that I never would have known existed. Recently, I got the Glossmetics hair removal device, and it has changed my life. If only I had found it back when I accidentally grew a mustache after Caroline was born and my hormones went crazy. I also got an ice roller for my face, and it's the only thing that helps me look remotely awake in the morning and helps with my sleep wrinkles and under-eye puffiness. I keep it in the freezer, and it's only second to my cup of coffee in helping me get my day started. FabFitFun has a new members pick box that's on sale now. Whether it's the PJ Salvage fur slippers that I lived in last winter or the Tarte Hydrating Moisturizer that I love, the Members Picks box is curated specifically with the members' top-rated products from past seasons. You can think of it as kind of a best of or like a greatest hits. It's an all-in-one box with such a wide variety of products to choose from. I love my FabFitFun box because the value is amazing. You get to try tons of new products in full sizes for the price of what one would normally be in a store, which you know I would tell Perry was $15. I've found so many new favorites that I never would have discovered on my own, which is why I cannot quit this perfectly curated collection that arrives right at my doorstep. It's time to customize your box for the fall season. You can sign up today to receive your first box and join a community of over 1 million women who are already obsessed with FabFitFun. Use coupon code BIGBOO for $10 off your first box at www.fabfitfun.com. That's code BIGBOO for $10 off your first box at www.fabfitfun.com.
Now, I am reading on a much lighter note and not watching The Social Dilemma. I am reading on the recommendation of Jamie Colton, a delightful book called The Beach Read.
I bought this book back in the summer.
Okay. And, have you started it?
And forgot that I bought this book back in the summer. Because, you know, I read everything on my iPad or my Kindle. And so it's in my Kindle library, but I'm so glad to be reminded of it.
Well,
because I'm still reading Majesty. Like, I'm still not finished with that.
All right. Well, I am going to tell you that Jamie put it up on her Insta stories, I can't remember, last Friday or something, but it was a Kindle daily deal. So it was $1.99. And so I was like, well, I'm going to download that for the weekend. I'm about halfway through it. I am going to declare, and this is bold, but I am going to say that I don't know that I've enjoyed a romantic type rom-com, if that's what you want to call it, book this much since The Royal We.
Oh, that's strong. That's high price.
It is. It's about as much, but I'm going to say the dialogue is really witty and well-written. The characters are believable and they're likable. It's kind of an interesting whole thing. Now, I don't know where it's going to go, but I have to say that halfway through, it's one of the best fiction books I've read in a long time in terms of that kind of category.
That is so exciting.
Yeah, it's really, you have good times ahead of you. It's a really, really good book.
Okay, I can't wait to read it.
Yeah, you'll like it. You'll like it. And I like it because the main characters are writers, and so they kind of talk about the writing, which I also like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is promising. This feels like what I need in my life.
It is. It's light. It's got romance in it. It's got some drama. It's got a little bit of you don't know where it's going. Like, I like all the things about, but I have to say I'm a fan. And I felt like because Jamie recommended it so strongly, I felt good about it. But it's kind of surpassed my expectations.
Okay.
Yeah. I've been real happy with
That's exciting.
Yeah. So I've been doing that. So I have not really watched anything all weekend because I was reading The Beach Read when I was, you know, when I wasn't doing other things.
And it's not set to ominous music.
It is not set to ominous music. It's set to maybe a Ben Rector song.
Okay.
Like that kind of a thing. Maybe some Dave Barnes. It's good.
Speaking of, I bought a ticket to Ben Rector's live stream that was on last night.
Yes.
But I had some technical difficulties in accessing the live stream. Oh. So I think it's still up for the next couple of days.
Okay.
But you know how I have a lot of feelings about how much I miss live music.
Yes.
And so the part that I did see, it made my heart hurt a little bit just because I just miss that a lot. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So anyway, so I'm going to try to go back at some point in the next couple of days and watch that if I can. But
okay,
everybody's popping up with their live shows online. Yeah. It's
well
better than nothing.
Better than
I'm
gonna nothing.
I'm going to turn my fan off.
Okay,
I had to cool down, but I think I'm good. Hold on. Okay, it's much less noisy on my end with that off. So, I will say though that I have come to the not really a conclusion, but I have realized that I've had a little bit of a shift in the clothes area of my life. And I credit this in part to you because you probably helped pull this back on my radar. Oh. But I am really, really deeply in love with dresses right now.
Okay.
Like, in a way I have not been maybe since college. Like, I mean, no, I feel like that's accurate. Probably since, I don't know. I just really like them right now.
Okay. Like longer dresses, midi dresses. What do you feel?
Any kind of dress. Okay. I was trying to kind of break it down last night. I was leaving a message for my friends, Stephanie and Casey. And so anyway, it's a long story, mm-hmm. but I don't know. I think there are a couple of reasons why. One is because things are a little bit longer right now.
Yeah.
So everything is not so short, mm-hmm. which makes it tricky. I don't enjoy a dress when it's super short for several reasons.
Yes.
But the fact that that's a lot of leg for me to show is probably the top mm-hmm. one at this stage in my life. But I think it's because the fabrics right now are very flowy and yes. there's a lot of floral, a lot of interesting patterns. I don't know. And they're so comfortable.
Yeah.
They're just so comfortable.
They are.
Kind of enjoyed. I haven't looked at dresses in a long time. Like if I went to Nordstrom if I went to the website and looked for clothes, I was going to look at pants and tops and sweaters, really not even give dresses like mm-hmm. a glance. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. I enjoy looking at them. I like looking at how people are styling them. Like as they transition from kind of summer to more fall.
Yes.
And they're versatile. Yep. I don't know. It's like I found something that I forgot I lost.
Oh, okay. I love that. I think here's what I love about a dress. I feel like as a grown-up, a dress is the closest you get to granimals. You know, like you just...
Right.
You don't have to think about what kind of top can I wear with this? What's going to match? You put it on and it's a matter of shoes and jewelry and you're done. And I think it is so comfortable. And I think the dresses have all gotten so flowy.
Yes.
That it just is a really good option. I'm with you. And I feel like you look dressed up, even if you're really not dressed up. I'm a big, big fan of the dress.
Well, because now that I have a pair of cute sneakers, I actually have two pairs of sneakers. Mm-hmm. So I can wear sneakers. I can wear wedges. I could wear booties when it gets a little colder,
yep.
although it's fairly glorious here today. So I got a couple of dresses, I don't know, a couple of weeks ago that are just like shift dresses, mm-hmm. but a little bit longer in the back than they are in the front, but they have pockets.
Oh.
I don't know. You just feel free.
Yeah.
Just going to put some things in my pockets and walk
yeah.
around.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I get it.
So there's a dress at Anthropologie that was on sale this past weekend. I was kind of going back and forth and I told Stephanie about it. And because it was really, it's a Maeve dress. Mm-hmm. It's really like ethereal and gauzy and all that. And I was like, I'm a little worried that I might look like a tree trunk.
Yeah.
That drapes some chiffon mm-hmm. over the top of it. Mm-hmm. But I kind of reached the conclusion that I don't care
yeah.
because I will be comfortable and it's pretty and it's got color. And so I think the dresses are a happy place for me right now. So well, that's a big shift because I haven't bought a dress in a really, really, really long yeah. time.
Well, I remember, I mean, several years ago, it felt like you had a wedding to go to or something. And it was like a big thing for you to find a dress because you were I don't have any dresses. I don't wear dresses.
I didn't.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Now I have had, you know, the caftans mm-hmm. that we liked from Amazon. I've had a couple of those, but in terms of just like, hey, I'm wearing a dress today.
Yeah.
That's not really on my radar. So it's fun to reacquaint myself with the dress. I used to love them when I was younger,
yeah.
but I just have not so much.
You just had forgotten.
Since I've been, mm-hmm, I've forgotten.
Yeah.
Getting dresses.
Yay. Okay. I love that. I think a dress is such a great option. And then I love that later you can put a denim jacket over it. You can, mm-hmm. you know, you can just do a lot of things. They're very versatile. And especially because you have to get dressed for school every day. I just think that is a really nice option.
I do too.
Okay.
So hooray dresses. Y'all give dresses a chance.
Yeah.
And I'm carried away with them right now.
I am in the midst of another. I'm going to tell you that. So I'm now on like my sixth closet clean out of the pandemic. And so I decided yesterday after we went to church, because it kind of cooled off here this weekend. And so I'm like, we're officially done. We're at the point where we're officially done with the 100 degree days, I would think. And then I had things that were down in my closet where I'm like, even if it's hot again, this still looks too summery to wear. You know how you get to that where I'm right. like, it's a sundress yeah. or it's an eyelet top, or it's like we're past that season. So I was like, I need to kind of get down some other stuff, because I always put my seasonal clothes up at the top, down at the bottom, and then other stuff up at the top. But it's so weird, because normally this is a great clean out time for me where I get rid of a bunch of stuff. But this time I really struggled, because I was like, I haven't had to get dressed for anything. So I don't know that mm-hmm. I wouldn't wear this.
Right.
But I was really wanting to get rid of some stuff. And then I feel like I've transitioned into where, like, I have a lot of these, like, some Anthropology dresses, some Free People tops, some stuff that, like, I don't really see myself putting that stuff back on again, even if I were to have an occasion. But I also know what I paid for them.
Right.
$15 if Perry is listening.
You paid full price at $15.
I did. I paid full price at $15. And so, and it's like, they're too nice to just, it's a weird thing where I'm like, do you do some sort of sale? I mean, I've done Poshmark before, but it just kind of, I don't know. I never can decide. Anyway, I think it's really hard to know what to do with stuff that you're like, I don't think I'm necessarily going to wear this, but it feels too nice to just like put in a garbage bag and give away.
I think you need to have an Instagram sale.
I know, but I feel like that's a lot of...
Here, can you just put a thing in your Venmo, put your Venmo code on the first slide, or put it a thing, like put all the clothes on the slide and then just put, I don't know how you do that, but there's got to be an easier way, like especially in the Venmo world. I don't know.
Yeah, I would think. I don't know. I'm going to see. I'm thinking about it, because I'm like, do you have a sale? Because like the Next Door Girls that I love, you know, they just did a closet sale and they just started a whole new Instagram account that was like Next Door Closet Sale. So I'm like,
how much stuff do you have?
Well, I don't know. But if I was selling it, I think I could have a lot of stuff. Cause I think then I would be like, I can get rid of this. Cause it feels like, here's the thing about my clothes. As much as I make fun of Marie Kondo, I look at my clothing and I think, I hate to just give you away. Like, I want to know you're going to a good home where you'll be loved and valued. Like, so
is there a resale shop in San Antonio? You know, we have that Style Encore.
Yes.
And you take your stuff in there and they pay you on the spot.
Okay. Well, maybe I need to look into that. I know we have stuff like that. I'm just not good about, I just haven't done a lot of research, because before it's like a lot of stuff, I'm just kind of, I don't know. But this time in particular, I was like, I feel like I have a bunch, like a lot of nicer things that I'm mm-hmm. like, this is still in really good shape. I just know that I'm not going to wear it again. But then I go back to, listen, welcome to my existential dilemma. Cause then I'm like, am I really not going to wear it again? Or is it just cause I'm so in this place where I'm not getting right. dressed for anything. I don't know.
Right.
If anybody has any suggestions or thoughts, feel free to let me know, because I'm just trying to figure it out.
Do you remember when Ree used to give away clothes on her blog?
Yes. Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. She'd be like, hey, I have this top. Yeah. I haven't worn it in a while.
Yes.
Maybe, who wants it?
Maybe I need to do that. Maybe I just need to do that. But then I need people. But then I'll get in that dilemma of, I still need to charge at least shipping, because I'll be in that whole thing of, now I'm in a $500 hole to the U.S. Postal Service.
Right. Right.
So.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either. Anyway, it was just kind of one of those things where I was like, this is cute stuff. But I did get, I will tell you what else I just invested in. I just got a really good full-length mirror for my bedroom.
Oh.
And I'm real excited about that, because I've never had a really good full-length mirror.
Now, where are you putting it?
Well, I'm going to put it right now. Right now, it's kind of just in a corner, but we have a chair. We have this old leather chair in Ottoman that was my parents', and I put it in our bedroom thinking I was going to do something with it. And all it's done is sit there and collect clothing for mm-hmm. however long. So Perry is going to give that chair to one of the guys that works for him. And then I'm okay. going to put that mirror in that corner.
Okay.
So, but I'm excited to have a mirror, because just for a lot of reasons. Number one, I'll be able to actually see what I look like before I leave the house.
Well, I know if that's not handy, because I don't have a full length mirror in this house.
Okay.
Like I don't have one. So here's what I have to do. I have to go from room to room, or like get at the end of the hall, because there's a mirror like at the end of the hall, mm-hmm. but it's not a full length mirror. So I have to just kind of move from angle to angle, but I need to get a mirror and put on the back of my closet door. And I keep trying to, you know, I don't know. I don't even keep trying. That's not even true. Yeah. I think about it occasionally.
Yes.
I never look for one. It's just on the endless to-do list of things I probably will never do. But it would be great if I would get a mirror mm-hmm. and put it on the back of my closet.
Well, this one I really liked. So Caroline has a full-length one in her room that leans up against the wall, and I really like it. But it doesn't, number one, I don't always want to go in her room. And number two, the way where it is, it's like I can't always get far enough away. So I don't know. It's complicated. So I finally was like, you know what? I'm doing this. It was like my measuring cups. It was like my stackable bowls. I was like, I'm doing this. Mm-hmm. I'm getting myself a full length mirror. And it's just real simple. It's got a little gold trim around it. But I was like, I think I'll be happy to have this because I hate not being able to see. Because I have one in my closet, but it's just like a real small one. And it's just really hard to see how you really look in it. So anyway.
Okay. I'm excited for you.
Oh, yeah. It's a super big deal. So...
Listen, I'm going to tell you what, it beats watching The Social Dilemma.
Well, that's sure does. That's exactly right.
Nobody plays ominous music while you're checking out your clothes in your mirror.
That's the truth. That is the truth. So now what about you? Do you have any favorite things to share with us this week?
Well, it's my turn to do my five favorite things this week. Okay. So my five favorite things, it's my turn.
I'm obsessed.
Several of y'all have asked if I have any favorite things.
I'm obsessed. My first is Tarte Shape Tape. I love it.
So obsessed. It's a pumpkin spice shape tape and it's fantastic. but yeah, I do have five favorite things. Not all products, just things that I'm enjoying right now. The first one is soup.
Okay. All right, Grandma. Come on.
Listen. But I get so happy when there is a breeze in the air and it's cooler outside and I can make some soup. And I'm going to tell you what I did late last night.
Tell us.
I cooked some chicken and I had some leftover chicken. And I got me a package of black beans and I put them in the Instant Pot and I covered it with that chicken broth and I seasoned it up and I let those black beans cook. I set them to cook for like an hour. Mm-hmm. And then this morning I put them back on again in the Instant Pot. I covered them with more chicken stock, put them back in there to cook. And when I got home today, I have made with next to no effort because I poured some stock over some black beans and then put some chili powder and some cumin and some salt and pepper and red pepper flakes and some sauteed onion and red pepper in an Instant Pot. I have the most delicious black bean soup. I'm so happy about it. I can't even tell
you. Okay. That is very exciting. Now, will your people eat that?
They will not.
Okay, that's what I thought. That's what I was just making sure.
Mm-hmm. But I can take it to school and eat it for lunch, you know, so I have like my own little private stock of black bean soup and it does not matter if nobody wants to share it with me. It'll all be fine.
Okay.
So,
okay.
Alex is home. I didn't even know. So that's that. The second thing I saw this weekend, you know, I have loved the prints from the Old Try for a long time, the letterpress prints that they do.
Yes.
And my house is full of them. They're so simple, but they're very meaningful. And so I love what they're doing. And I saw this weekend that they actually have a whole collection right now that's called The Good Word.
Oh.
And where they take in scripture and they're not letterpress. It's a different kind of print. Mm-hmm. But they have them on these really simple, I mean, they're just black and white. They would go in a girl's room. They would go in a guy's room. They would go in your living room. They would go in your kitchen, like just any, you know, they would work anywhere because they're not, there's nothing flashy about them, but they're beautiful.
Okay, I love that.
So I know. So I've really been thinking about like for Christmas, who maybe I could do that for, because they're so, I don't know, they're so meaningful. Mm-hmm. And so it was just, I just enjoyed looking at all the different things that they have put on that particular run of prints.
Okay.
So
I love that. I'm going to check that out.
My second favorite thing. And then my third thing, Mamaw's back to talk to you about egg sandwiches.
Oh, come on with your egg sandwich. Do you like it with a side of soup? Do you like to have your egg sandwich?
I like it with my black bean soup. Here's the thing.
It's easy on your dentures.
It's not. I know. Listen. I'm 109. I was mildly getting on to Alex about something one day last week, just mildly getting on to him. We were at school and I was kind of, and he just looked at me. He went 51. I said, what did she say? And he said, 51. And he died out laughing. I was like, do not use my age as a weapon.
No, get out of here.
So, you know, I am, but I'm coming up on 51. So, but here's what I'm going to tell you. A couple of years ago when Heather, my friend Heather and I cooked for the senior retreat, the all three mornings we were there, Heather would get this Texas toast that we had that we were using for one of the meals, and we made egg sandwiches. And listen, with our coffee and our egg sandwiches, we were, I don't even know. It was like, you know, a couple of great aunts who had found themselves at a campground and were making the most of a very unair conditioned situation. But a couple of weeks ago, it was lunchtime on a Saturday, and I was like, I don't want to go anywhere. What can I put together? I was like, I'm going to make an egg sandwich. And I'm going to tell you, I feel like it's the thing I could eat for the rest of my life in terms of a fried egg, some bacon, some avocado, if I have it, some Swiss cheese. You can just sort of be creative with it. An egg is good on anything, but I don't know. I'm really in an egg sandwich phase. And now that you've mentioned it, yes, I believe I will have one with my black bean soup.
Okay. I felt like when they came into my peripheral, whatever, my vision, my something that I'm trying to say, it was the movie.
Your peripheral vision.
Thank you. That's my peripheral vision. Spanglish, the movie Spanglish, Adam Sandler made that. And I was like, well, that looks delicious. So I will concur. I was thinking you were talking about an egg salad sandwich, which is also fine, but I enjoy the egg sandwich. I get that. I'm with you on that.
Okay. The fourth thing that has been life-giving to me this week is the Thrive Cosmetics Brilliant Eye Brightener. Oh. And I have the one that's in Stella. Now, I first tried this like a year ago, and I thought it was something that you just kind of use to brighten up underneath your eyes or in the corner of your eyes. But now they've come out with all these different colors. And so, because Instagram knows me so well, an ad popped up. I think it was in Instagram or somewhere on my computer. And they have all different shades now. It's not just that one original Stella shade, which is kind of a champagne color.
Okay.
And on the ad, the person was using it on their eyelid. And I was like, oh. And so I have been using it on my eyelid. It's like just like a very light eyeshadow.
Okay.
But because it's cream based, like it doesn't get powdery and cakey. And so I just, you know, put it on there with the stick and then just kind of rub it. And then I don't know, it's just a great simple way to get a little bit of brightness when you don't want to. I mean, I never want to do a big elaborate eyeshadow situation, but it's an extra use of that product I didn't know about, and I like it.
Okay, I love that. That I'm going to have to keep that in mind because I actually have that product.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's nice to just, I don't know, it's like a creamy little shadow. And then the last thing, I mentioned last week that I had gotten some new shoes because now I tend to walk on trails, and I tried a couple of the Brooks trail shoes and they just weren't right for me. And so I got some Ultras and I specifically got the Ultra Temp 2.0. And I will say there's an adjustment because I mentioned last week there's zero drop. There's no difference in the height of the heel and the whatever you call that, the top of the shoe, the toe part of the shoe.
Yeah.
So it feels a little different, but they have a super wide toe box so your toes can splay out or whatever. But here's the bottom line. They are so comfortable. Now, I wouldn't wear them if I was wanting to do like a really, really fast walk, you know, around the lake where I like to walk or wherever, because they're not for speed, or at least for me, they're not for speed because I'm just adjusting to them. But for a hike where I'm going a little slower, you know, or I don't know, they're so comfortable. They're really comfortable. I'm just trying to still adjust to your calves feel a little bit different in them if you're used to a shoe with a drop.
Okay. All right.
So I'm adjusting to that. But as far like they were comfortable right out of the box.
Okay.
And so, but somebody messaged me and said, you have to transition. And I had read that you have to transition. So I've been alternating between my normal Brooks's that I like to wear and these Ultras. But I went through pretty much two pairs of Brooks's during quarantine. And so I'm hard on shoes. Like it's a whole thing.
I know. So I get it. It's time for me to get, you know, I had mentioned I had a foot thing last week and I still need to get some new shoes, but it is feeling better. I rested it. I went and got a massage and had them work on my foot. And so I feel like all that has been better, but I did get real tickled because every time I kept trying to tell people, I think it's tendonitis, and my phone kept autocorrecting to, I think it's the donuts. And I was like, also accurate. Also, yes.
That would be a great book title. It's the donuts.
I think it's the donuts. Well, that's it.
There you go. And sing.
Yep.
Okay, y'all. Well, thanks as always for listening. And I'm going to edit out a lot of the technical difficulties we had earlier. And this is going to be just the pinnacle of professionalism. Yeah. This episode is.
Everything went smoothly as usual.
Okay, we'll talk to y'all
later. All right, bye everybody.
Bye.